You're listening to This Podcast Is For Women, episode number 72, Getting a Man to Fix What's Wrong. That's right. This podcast episode is going to be about leaning back, allowing, and less work for you, which is also going to translate into less anxiety for you. Now, I have something special for you because this episode is part of a free email series that complements my podcast content. Now, by signing up on my website, everheartcoaching.com, you can get access to exclusive scripts and resources. I have a special little download to increase love and desire in your relationship. This is a good intro into scripting, and I share some things in this free gift that are not even in my full scripting guide, which is my ebook, 500 Ways to Talk to a Man. So head on over to my website, everheartcoaching.com. This is a recording of one of these popular emails. So you're going to have the audio version, and you're also going to have the version that you can read. Plus, you'll be able to stay in touch with me about things that are going on, latest podcast episodes, live videos, live streams, classes, events, things like this. So make sure you don't miss out on this valuable gift I have for you. Head on over to my website, get your hands on my scripting guide and free ebook. It's at everheartcoaching.com. The links are below. Now, before we continue, I want to remind you that if you enjoy my podcast, to please write and review my podcast on Spotify and or Apple Podcast. Your feedback is so crucial in helping me reach more women who can benefit from this content. So by leaving a review, you not only support my show, and thank you very, very much, but you also contribute to the growth of my community and this mindset to which it has helped so many women. So please, that is why your review matters. It's very important. Your reviews really are social proof, and they inspire others to give my podcast and give feminine energy a try and join in and listen in on that conversation. Now, I'm going to take a super quick break, and when I return, we're going to dive into the captivating world of getting a man to fix what's wrong. Are you tired of feeling misunderstood, ignored, or frustrated by the men in your life? Do you wish you knew how to communicate with them in a way that makes them listen, respect, and adore you? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you need to check out my ebook, 500 Ways to Talk to a Man. This ebook is a comprehensive guide to help you master the art of feminine communication and get what you want from any man in an authentic, warm, loving, caring way. Whether you're single, dating, or in a relationship, this ebook teaches you how to express your feelings, needs, and desires in a way that makes him want to please you and commit to you. You'll learn how to avoid common mistakes that push men away, how to use your voice and body language to attract and keep attention, and how to handle conflict and disagreements without losing his respect, and much, much more. Plus, you'll get access to my 2-day video class that teaches you a lot of body postures and poses that you can use in a lot of different situations, so you'll never run out of the right words to say. 500 Ways to Talk to a Man is the ultimate resource for any woman who wants to improve her communication skills and create a deeper connection with the man in her life. Don't miss this opportunity to transform your love life and get my ebook today. Go to www.everheartcoaching.com and get your copy. The link is below in the description. So hi there. I'm glad you're back. As I mentioned in the intro, this is part of my email series that you can get over at my website. And I believe this is the third or fourth email. It's only a handful of emails that I send you and you get my free gift. And of course, you're on my newsletter, you're on my subscription list at that point, so you'll be able to stay in touch with me. I promise I do not bombard you with a ton of emails or anything like that. So head on over to my website. The link is below. I love the title of this email because it is really about taking all the heat and responsibility and anxiety as much as we can out of your life and letting the man do a lot of that managing and work So men, even though at times they seem like they don't manage their emotions as well as women, I would say men are more prone to give you some sort of proof or an outside display that the world can see that they are unhappy, that they are angry, but they really do find ways to man up and deal with it and solve it in their own way. Now, some men, no doubt, they do take an unhealthy route to solve a problem, and so do women. We can do very unhealthy things, such as that wounded feminine energy where we're overfunctioning, we're people-pleasing, and we're running ourselves ragged. So again, this isn't about getting someone to run your entire life for you. It is really about balancing, because most of the women who listen to my podcast and follow me are powerful dynamite women, and we're overfunctioning in our relationships. And what we don't get, or what some of you are finally understanding, is that overfunctioning is actually what pushes a man away. He's not able to be the man and show up and go into that job mindset where he's problem solving and fixing things and being rewarded for his hard work. So the more you do and give, the more a masculine energy man can get into his feminine energy, and you end up actually not feeling very fulfilled in the relationship. Both of you don't. So this causes a lot of extra stress and burden in the relationship simply because the energies are not balanced within the relationship. So I just want to be clear about that up front. So I'm going to go ahead and read you this email. It is titled, "He Can Fix What's Wrong by You Doing This." And the title is, "Relax, Your Love Life Just Got Easier." Hello there, beautiful. One of the greatest compliments I receive about my feminine energy work is that women feel more relaxed, less anxious, and have an overall improved outlook and mood. I'm eager to show you how to get the man in your life activated to fix what is wrong so you too can have more snuggles and loving, fun-filled times, minus all the extra mental work and action you typically take. Less mental and physical relationship work equals more feel-good vibes. With feminine energy, you get to relax instead of doing all the heavy lifting. Let's start with your mindset and feelings beneath your actions. There's an old adage to not go shopping when you're hungry, because you will end up buying food that you don't need and usually isn't very healthy. The same is true for when you're in a challenging relationship, coming out of a bad relationship, or looking to start a new one. If you're dealing with ongoing upset, heartbreak, loss, or starting over brand new, I want to introduce the term love starved. Love starved is your vibe and feelings when you've endured a relationship that doesn't meet your needs or core values. You may have assumed your sad and hopeless feelings were about the relationship, but it's more about realizing how much you are suffering in the relationship and what could have been, also known as potential. You are experiencing a deficit of love. Yes, you can sincerely miss a person, but more often it is the attention and potential we miss, or we pine for the early days before life got real. See also my blog about loving a man from my past. I'll have that linked below. Love starved embodies the bittersweet realization that your needs were left unmet and your happiness was lacking throughout. It is a frustrating, often hopeless and sad feeling. To counter these feelings, you may have reacted in non-productive ways and said or done things you regretted, but there is always a why. Many women in their masculine energy skip past understanding the why and jump straight into masculine fix-it mode, disconnecting further from their emotions. This leads to increased pursuit of the man and deeper grieving over the loss of control, outcomes, and results. When you stop taking all the blame, overly apologizing, or blaming, and stop trying to appease or fix the man's problems, you focus on how you're feeling and whether it is love-starved, confusion, anger, or intense heartbreak, you're learning all the secrets now. Feminine energy is about how you feel, not the action you take to fix things. How do your feelings fix anything with a man? Fixing what is wrong in your relationship in a way that truly works and rebalances the energy begins with awareness of your own feelings and needs instead of putting others ahead of yourself or taking action. Reading or hearing this may trigger your inner boy, urging you to focus on tactics, not on our feelings. Why? Because masculine energy wants results now. With feminine energy, your focus is not on challenging, changing, or pursuing the man. It is authentic you, not rooted in outcome or manipulation. Why does this often overlooked step work? Because a man can feel this honest shift, and he will also relax. A calm spirit makes way for solutions. Your feminine energy creates space for positive change. Men are more sensitive and intuitive than we give them credit for being. A man can easily sense when a person is being inauthentic, and his alarms go off. Men trust and share their heart with a woman who is honest and authentic. If a man cannot maintain or stick around, it is a reflection of his recognition of your genuine qualities and his desire to not cause you any heartbreak. He leaves because you are the real deal and he is not. This is why men say, "You deserve better." If a man ever says that to you, I encourage you to listen to him. You can begin to fix whatever is going wrong in your relationship by acknowledging what you need in the moment and also understanding what your partner needs. I'm going to teach you a few tools to help you relax and realign. Number one, the first stop is my Really, Really Get Him tool. This is where you want to listen to your partner, and instead of thinking of what you want to say next or how you should respond, you want to hear the feelings behind his words. For example, he may say, "I've had a pretty rotten day today. Nothing seemed to go right, and all I want to do is be alone tonight." Your instinct might be to mention the fact that your date is canceled with no notice, masculine reprimand, but instead, we're going to focus on what he's feeling in that moment, feminine awareness. If he's with you, you can look into his eyes and discover and name one emotion he must be feeling. Take a good guess. Or if he's on the phone or texting, try to imagine what emotion he might be feeling and see it on his face. You might say something like, "Oh, you must be feeling so frustrated." That's it. That's all it takes. "Oh, you must be feeling X," fill in the emotion. The man may correct you, which is wonderful if he does, because now you're certain that you two are connecting. He might reply, "I'm not really so much frustrated as I am just exhausted. I really just want to be left alone tonight." Number two, accept a man's no. One of the best things you can say to a man who's giving you a no is to reply with acceptance and get on caring for yourself. My favorite phrase for this is, "Okay." It's not that you agree, you're simply honoring how he feels. Then let silence ensue. Number three, say what you mean. A lot of women might follow up with something like, "I understand," but do you really understand? This is where I want you to drop down into your feeling body at every moment possible when communicating with a man and find what you honestly feel, not what you think you should say. The truth is, you might be feeling really disappointed or let down because tonight was your date night and you won't be seeing your guy, and he's withdrawing instead of connecting with you as a partner. Even if you don't always say it, your feminine energy practice is to find what you feel. I also have a video linked below to help you more with finding your feelings. Number four, whenever possible, try not to use the words disappointed or hurt with a man. These words imply he has done the disappointing and the hurting, when in fact, those are your feelings to own, and beneath them, you feel more. For example, you could say something like, "I do feel sad we won't get together tonight. I was looking forward to snuggling up in your warmth." You might also say something like, "I'll miss you tonight, and I hope things get better." Notice if you have an impulse to give the man a lesson or coach him in some way about how couples should work together on problems instead of having distance. If he regularly depends on long bouts of time away from you to process, you can say, "I'm feeling confused about our relationship." While some alone time is important, taking several days away from the relationship is not sustainable for me. I desire a partnership where we can rely on one another for love and support. It would feel good to work together as a team, in good times and bad. What do you think? Number 5, speak how you feel succinctly without a lesson or outcome attached. Here's a quick recap of this email so far. Understand you may feel love-starved. Honor your feelings, drop blame and shame. Learn how to connect with your partner and address their needs or feelings. Truly find how you feel and use a brief "I feel" statement. Drop useless words that don't serve the conversation and be succinct. Take responsibility for your own emotions and requests for boundaries. Find what you need in that moment and take action for you. Number 6, that last bullet point is about finding what you need and action. For example, now that your evening is open, what do you want to do? What would feel good to you? You could, for example, fill the following, and note, it is optional to share this with the man or not. "You'll be missed tonight. I'm going to take a nice long bubble bath and listen to one of my favorite books. It's a biography about a musician I really admire." Now the man is suddenly in your world, where you are sinking into a hot tub, listening to an interesting book. Meanwhile, he's moping around in solitude. Can you feel how these small shifts in words and actions create a very different outcome than arguing over broken plans or lecturing the man on the responsibilities of a relationship? Can you imagine what he might feel in that moment as he visualizes you enjoying yourself regardless of his world? I hope you've enjoyed these tips so far. I'm going to pause for a quick break and then get right back to how your inner boy is running your relationship. Hi, this is Adrienne Everhart, and I'm curious. Are you ready to attract a loving partner and create your very own happily ever after? Maybe you've seen my growing list of testimonials on my Instagram page, or somehow you've been drawn to my work with feminine energy. I've helped a lot of women find true love, get engaged, married, and some even remarried. I want to help do the same wonderful thing in your life. I want to share Femme Tools for Dating. It's a program on my website and it's waiting for you. You see, dating can feel really difficult, and I teach you how to go from feeling invisible and intimidated online to creating connection with men and calling forth quality men into your life. Step by step, I guide you from the very first hello to happily ever after. I teach you so many feminine energy tools along the way and so, so much more. Now, if you want a coach that gets results and has methods that have helped women all over the world, Femme Tools is available when you need it. So head on over to my website. That's Everhart Coaching, E-V-E-R-H-E-A-R-T Coaching, and look for Femme. That stands for Feminine Energy Mindset Method. Trust me, ladies, this very affordable program does not disappoint. Is your inner boy running the relationship? You may by now be realizing how often you are in your masculine energy. It's time to go deeper into your actions and what may feel like knee-jerk responses. How much doing, fixing, and solving are you mentally and physically performing to make your relationship work? Ask yourself the following. Do you get overinvested or attached easily? When you feel distance, do you seek to solve it? Do you often feel confused by men? Do you worry that boundaries will scare a man away? When there's a problem, do you quickly propose solutions? When the man isn't stepping up to claim you or marry you, do you blame yourself? When the man isn't following through, do you aim to figure him out or track him down? When the man can't seem to get his life in shape, do you step in to help? Do you feel like nurturing the man and remaining faithful is your job despite feeling unfulfilled? A woman's instincts are amazingly accurate when something is wrong. This is one reason we want to jump right in and fix it. Yet the more you pursue the man and try to fix and outthink the situation, the farther away he shrinks and the more you lose your lovely self. This is what happens when two men or masculine energies compete. There is a battle and one rescinds. Men do not compete with women, not for very long at least. In this section of the email, I have one of my favorite photos, which are two rams on a mountaintop challenging each other for that number one position. I often talk about how this photo resembles a woman really challenging the man's masculine energy instead of allowing. A good question to ask yourself is, how often do I feel like my partner and I are two rams battling in a duel? When you begin to notice how your inner boy is running your relationship, you can also begin to reawaken your inner girl. Feminine energy is about observing signals in your body and using tools to evaluate your innate drive to fix things. With practice, you will begin to notice you have a choice to speak up and solve the problem or ask innocent questions that lead a person to the answers, or allow the man time and space to show you what he can or cannot do. The latter is less work for you, and the man gets into fix-it masculine mode. Instead of speaking or taking action, you can give the man time plus space. He will feel an emptiness and decide to fix it or not. Avoid stepping in and doing it for him. You can instead tell him how you feel or ask if he needs help. You may see him respond very quickly to your leaning back, or it may take some time and consistency to rebuild trust. The man will ultimately show you what he can or cannot do. Get ready to be surprised. If you've been managing a lot of the relationship, your guy may need time to reawaken his own inner boy as you get reacquainted with your inner girl. It's important to observe your instinct or boy energy, yet allow yourself other options. Ask yourself, what do I really need in this moment? The best way to reactivate a man's desire for you is by leaning back and focusing on your own rich, juicy, full life. This is where you will need practice and patience with your inner girl. Reacquainting yourself with your inner girl and feminine energy is a process. Sensing what you feel in your body versus thinking your way through will require focus and patience with yourself. Your inner boy is a real badass and he can fix anything. He'll feel restless and agitated if he's not in charge, so you may need to firmly tell him, "I'm the adult here. I appreciate your gusto, yet I'm in charge of my relationship." This can take about 2 weeks of consistency on your part to turn the ship around and begin to feel your body relax into receiving. You are retraining and reprogramming a response you've had since childhood. Be loving and kind to yourself. I encourage you to observe who is doing the speaking behind your thoughts and impulses, especially those urging you to take action, or if they speak down to you in a nasty voice. Use your slow-moving feminine energy to look at one thought at a time, noticing the automatic thoughts and choosing the thought that is in alignment with your core values and desires. Some good practices had by checking in with yourself before you speak or take action. Ask yourself, am I about to say something or take action so my guy will give me a specific result, reaction, or reply? Is my behavior in alignment with my feminine body? A short pause and check in with your physical body is a true litmus test in determining if inner boy or girl is running the show. How you feel is everything. See if you can begin to observe the different sensations of inner boy wanting to take action and create results in the relationship versus how feminine energy receiving feels. I have so much more to teach you about speaking with a man and nurturing your natural feminine energy. If you have any questions, you can always instant message me on Facebook or Instagram or send me an email. If you're ready to learn more, pick up a copy of 500 Ways to Talk to a Man. It comes with a 2-day video class, or my full collection of courses. They are on sale and a great value instead of buying one or two programs here or there. You can also join my private coaching community, iHeart Love Academy. It's a private community where you can receive one-on-one coaching by myself and four other talented coaches, as well as Q&A and live classes every week and so much more. I'm in there every single week with my amazing feminine energy coaches, answering your posts and teaching live classes just for you. There are links below to learn more about iHeart Love Academy and all my courses. Much love to you, and I'm rooting for you. Adrienne. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me. And if this episode has been helpful, please take a moment to rate and review my podcast. I really appreciate it. And as always, sending you lots of love. Until next time.